Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. Celeste Headley is away for a few days. So about a half hour before we went on the air, very early this morning here at The Takeaway, Julian Assange, it was reported by Scotland Yard, surrendered to the police in London. He's in court now, and we're expecting within the next hour or so that a hearing will take place to try to figure out what the next step is for Julian Assange. His entourage of lawyers are in the courtroom. There are also British lawyers who are taking a look at an extradition request, which was formally made from Sweden, outlining two separate charges of sexual misconduct. Joining us now with more details is John Burns from our partner, The New York Times, who is situated outside that courthouse in London. Good morning once again, John.
Yeah, I'm actually right outside the courtroom, not just outside the courthouse.
All right. So outside, inside that courtroom, what's going to come before the judge here? It seems like a whole range of issues are possible here, but we're at the beginning of a very long journey, I suspect.
It is indeed. His lawyers have already said that they will contest the extradition request by Sweden and that they are prepared to take it to the European Court on Human Rights. We've seen this before in the case of, for example, terrorist cases, and it could stretch this out not just for the 28 days, which nominally Britain has to surrender Mr. Assange to Sweden, but it could be weeks beyond that, or possibly even months.
Now, is he declaring, and again, we won't know until the hearing begins, that he is some sort of human rights case, independent of nationality, or is he claiming that he's a member of the British Commonwealth, as a citizen of Australia, I presume, or maybe he has a British passport? What do you know?
Well, there are two things here. It's what he's claiming outside the court and what he will say or be encouraged to say in the court. Outside the court, he is saying that he is a victim of political dirty tricks in all of this, and that the sexual relationships in Sweden were consensual, and that, in effect, there's a conspiracy by the Swedish authorities to put him out of business. Inside the court, it's much more likely to be technical and dry and have to do with the terms of bail, which we believe that the Crown Prosecution Service and this serious organized crime agency who are handling this case in the United Kingdom are prepared to give him. And the suggestion is that it will be real property bail in the form of a pledge of things like $100,000, maybe £200,000, which in dollars we're talking about $300,000 to $500,000.
I mean, John Burns, it's fair to say that given that he was sort of underground and moving from country to country and the whole nature of the enterprise of WikiLeaks, this fellow is a flight risk, and so a judge would be sympathetic to a high bail argument.
Well, I think there are many things a judge will have to, or more likely a magistrate in this case, will have to take into account. One of them is it's the highly controversial nature of this case. It is a political case. Even if the issues in Sweden are not themselves political, the whole issue of Julian Assange and his current circumstances are highly political. We'll have to see whether, in fact, that they keep him in custody or let him go. He did leave Sweden. He claims that he had permission from the prosecutors to leave Sweden. But he has talked about going to live in Havana or Moscow. Whether that was entirely in jest or a practical plan, I don't know. But we'll wait and see whether they give him bail or not. I think the odds are that they will give him bail.
We are talking with John Burns, New York Times correspondent, who's outside the courtroom where Julian Assange is expected to face a magistrate in Britain on an extradition hearing or preliminary hearing on bail for what will expect it to be a dispute over extradition to Sweden on charges that Julian Assange has to face in Sweden. You know, there's the legal matter here, John Burns, and you described that very factually and eloquently, but there's also the element of atmospherics. With a sexual allegation in Sweden and all of the controversy vis-a-vis WikiLeaks and the various diplomatic cables that have been leaked over the last couple of weeks. I mean, what are your journalistic colleagues in London making of these sexual allegations? And what is the sense? Has a woman stepped forward? I mean, it seems like the storylines here are all over the place.
Well, first of all, I have to tell you that there is an enormous crush outside the court. I was standing for the last hour. I'm now inside the court, very small courtroom. But there are scores of journalists from all over the world, China, Japan, Russia, Indonesia, all over Europe, even Albania. And, of course, there is a great deal of talk about this. Is this a conspiracy? There's plenty of grounds on which those who wish to see a conspiracy in this can do so. The timing of it, that it all should all come to a crunch, just as WikiLeaks has released this huge tranche of State Department documents.
Well, John, you sound like one of our listeners. Listen.
Christopher Lehman, New York City. So if you can't refute the message, you destroy the man's character. That's what they're doing to the WikiLeaks founder.
So, John Burns, there's almost no way that no matter what happens in court, a judge or the wheels of justice are going to dispel that kind of suspicion or cynicism,
no,
right?
There isn't. There's an absolutely firm belief in much of Mr. Assange's constituency that he has been targeted here for political reasons. I've been to Sweden. I've spoken to the prosecutors. I've spoken to one of the two women involved, friends of theirs. The general feeling there was, amongst those people, including WikiLeaks associates of Mr. Assange, was that this was not so much a matter of conspiracy as it was two fleeting relationships that went wrong. Yeah. Of course, we don't know. We won't know the facts until, if ever, Mr. Assange appears in a courtroom. We have to remember that at the moment he's wanted for questioning in Sweden. There are no formal charges laid against him. So it's an extremely murky situation.
Let me ask you one last legal question before we go, and then you have plenty to do there outside the courtroom. Does he have a case if there is a charge, and his lawyers have spoken with us this morning, saying that this is political pressure, Sweden is being politically forced into doing this. Is that an argument that has any standing before this magistrate?
It would be right at the heart of his resistance to extradition, because the laws as they stand here in the United Kingdom allow an appellant, in this case Mr. Assange, to claim that he is being targeted because of his political beliefs, and that's clearly going to be central to his argument before the courts over the next few weeks.
All right, more to the story we'll be following from John Burns, New York Times correspondent and friend of The Takeaway, outside the courtroom where Julian Assange expected to face a magistrate in the preliminary hearing on bail and other sort of procedural issues. Expected to be a full-blown extradition hearing. John Burns, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's check in on other stories we're following at 15 minutes after the hour. Joining us with an update from the Takeaway Newsroom is Sitara Nieves. Good morning, Sitara.
Good morning, John. Just a quick note on that WikiLeaks story you were just talking about with New York Times John Burns. WikiLeaks says it has no plans for now to release that code that apparently would reveal some of its most important documents. That code was an insurance file, or a so-called insurance file, that Julian Assange gave to some of his supporters in case of an emergency like his arrest. In other WikiLeaks news, Visa says it has suspended all payments to WikiLeaks pending an investigation of the organization's business that follows a few other online companies saying they are not going to agree to work with WikiLeaks any longer.
Well, certainly one of the things we learned from the whole WikiLeaks story is you don't win friends and influence people in high places by leaking a secret document. So
apparently you
finding
don't.
Allies is a challenge at this point.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.